and welcome to the Night Feed. I'm your host, Charlotte, here to bring you some comfort, camaraderie and conversation to keep you company during, let's face it, one of the toughest parts of being a new parent, the Night Feed. Tonight's unpaid sponsor is looking after your babies when you're ill. Oh, we have a bit of a cold in the house. I don't know if you can tell in my voice, but I got minimal sleep last night. And you know when you wake up and you realise you've got a full day ahead, it's 6 a.m. and you're feeling absolutely rubbish, but you have two little toddlers to entertain. So it's okay. We got through. We watched a lot of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse today. An unreasonable amount of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. But we got through there feeling much better, thankfully. And I'm on the mend. I'm having a nice bath after this podcast. I'm going to make myself do that because it always makes me feel better. But yeah, apologies if my throat's a bit hoarse. Firstly, I need to apologise. I had a lovely listener reach out and let me know I published last Thursday's episode again on Friday. So apologies for that. If you heard my MLM rant twice, I wasn't trying to hammer it home. It was a simple mistake, but I've uploaded the right episode for Friday now. So there's a new episode there if you noticed as well. I thought we could have a bit of a laugh tonight. I need one, if I'm honest, after feeling rubbish today. And the reason I started thinking about this was because the other night I sat bolt upright in a hot sweat searching the bed for both of my toddlers, both of my babies. I was like, babe, waking my partner up frantically, like, they've gone, they were in the bed, they were in the bed, where have they gone? And I was fanning the duvet, I was throwing pillows on the floor. I was like, they've gone downstairs, they've crawled downstairs, in such a panic. And they were both in their cot. And it's what the sleep deprivation does to us, isn't it? I'm sure you've been there. So I decided today that I'd ask you on social media, what's the funniest / craziest thing you've done when sleep deprived? And I've had some really quite funny answers that I'm going to share. So first one, I was dozing on the sofa a few days after having my son and my partner came in to ask me something. I immediately thought I was back in the hospital waiting to be induced and asked him if it was time to go down to the labor ward. The more confused my partner got, the more angry I got with him, and I told him to wait in the waiting room whilst I went to get my waters broken. Love that. Can you imagine? Go to the waiting room. This person says, I ordered 7 pairs of the same trainer. 7. This person says, I put the newborn in his cot, but accidentally told my partner I put him on the floor. It took 20 minutes of us looking to realize he was in his cot. Neither of us thought to check. Brilliant. I tried to put the kettle in the fridge instead of the milk and couldn't understand why it didn't fit. Love that. I feel like we've all been there to one extent or the other. Definitely with putting things in the fridge. Poured froth milk directly into the sugar pot instead of the coffee cup. Oh, killer that, isn't it? And put shampoo on my toothbrush. I've put soap on my toothbrush. Definitely done that before. Kaylee says, I slapped my light bulb the other day because I was confused what this weird white thing was in the middle of my ceiling. Oh my God. Somebody said, got into the shower, still wearing a bra and socks. One person said, I sprayed dry shampoo under my armpits instead of deodorant. Classic. While trying to soothe my son and eating, I blew on him and shh my food. Oh, this one really made me laugh. I threw my cup of tea on the bed instead of my phone. Day was ruined. That is brilliant. Can you imagine? Oh my God, I would be distraught. I also found some other stories in a forum, which I thought I would read to you now. So first story. This mum said, after a week in hospital, I decided to go to Costa for breakfast. Those of you who are abroad, Costa is a coffee chain in the UK like Starbucks. And this mum said, I went in for porridge, and instead of asking about porridge, I said, hi, do you sell coffee? Love that. That is definitely something I would do. Another mum said, my husband passed me the cat in the middle of the night to nurse. Now, that would have been an interesting night, wouldn't it? Talk about being bitten and scratched at the same time. This person said, I was worried my baby was going to drink too much breast milk and not leave enough for the other baby. Note, we have only one baby. Another said, we went to pause the baby monitor when the baby started crying. Like, it's just a film, you can pause. Somebody else said, I told Alexa to stop playing soothing rain sounds. And it wasn't Alexa, it was the actual rain. Poor Alexa. She gets so shouted at, doesn't she? Alexa gets so shouted at in my house. Talking about sleep deprivation, I actually called Alexa both my girls' names before I got to Alexa the other day. Next one is, I couldn't remember the word couch, so I said soft square. I love that. Someone else said, I prayed for the characters in Downton Abbey. Love that. That's brilliant. And I heard this one on another podcast. So this mum said she went for a walk with a baby in the pram, got back to the car, put the pram away, got in the car, turned to check on the baby before driving off, and realized the baby was still in the pram. Has that got to take the trophy for top spot? I mean, oh my God, she's put the, I'm hoping it was in the flat bassinet. I mean, otherwise, gosh, baby's getting squashed. Do you have any of these stories? Please tell me them. I think we need a laugh. I think we need to laugh at ourselves and make each other feel better at how utterly sleep deprived we are and have been. Now on to social media says, wall Pilates. Every single ad and so many accounts at the moment for me is wall Pilates. I think I went on some website about it the other day and since, I mean, I know how advertising works, but it's everywhere. Question, has anyone tried it? Is it as good as they're claiming? There are a few free workouts for it that I've found. So like free wall Pilates. There's this one lady that has like a 28-day plan. I'll have to find a name and let you know. But basically, I'm just looking to get into some kind of workout or some kind of routine that I can fit around two toddlers. Because they don't nap at the same time. So I can't really do much in the day. And at night, now I'm doing this podcast. So I need something that I can really, you know, that takes 10, 15 minutes max that I can fit in after doing the podcast or, you know, when the babies are down at night. I'm not waking at 5 to exercise. That is not me. If you do that, amazing. But that, I need my sleep. So yeah, I need a little routine that I can fit. And I've never really been like a massive gym bunny. I've never really been hugely into my fitness. I always used to do ballet. That was my fitness. That's what I loved. I love to dance. So I'm trying to find something that I enjoy, but that I also start to feel a bit toned from and a bit, I'm not looking to like get super toned. I just feel a bit, I think when you're in with the babies, you're constantly running around after them, but you're not necessarily exercising in a kind of structured way, if you like. I do take the pram for walks. I take the girls for walks with the pram, which pushing a double buggy, you know, that does take it out of me sometimes. So that is good exercise. But yeah, let me know if you tried wall Pilates. I know it says like 28 day, you know, I think obviously some of the results are a bit inflated really, but I'd love to know if you've got any tips or if you've tried it yourself and it's made you feel any better. I just want to feel better. I want to feel less kind of sluggish and just have a bit more energy. So let me know. Finally, to finish on a quote, Your motherhood journey may have started with you, but it will live on long after you're gone. In the things you do to make them feel special, in your traditions, your love, your warmth, your motherhood will outlive you and live in your child's heart forever. That's why it's the most important job you'll ever do. Thanks for listening tonight. I hope my voice hasn't been too grouchy. And also thank you to all the lovely mums who've reached out since my post on social media yesterday or the day before about coming on to be interviewed. I've had some lovely messages and emails from mums all around the world, actually, who would like to come on. And I'm really looking forward to chatting to you. So keep them coming in. If you want to come on the podcast, we'll have just a nice chat, just like two mums chatting, talking new motherhood. And yeah, if you'd like to come on as well, email me, thenightfeedpodcast@gmail.com. Wishing you all a lovely, restful, hopefully relaxing night ahead. Good night.